People who don't own the perfect roof on which to install solar panels may have the option to buy into a bigger, centrally located project. These are called shared solar or community solar. There's a boomlet of such projects in Washington state right now, while there are hardly any in sunnier Oregon and Idaho. But as correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, Washington's generous solar incentives are coming under scrutiny.
Single mother Chris Anderson says she looked into adding some kind of renewable energy to her home in Shelton, Washington, but it was daunting. Then last year, the electric company in her area invited customers to invest in a shared solar array on the roof of the utility's operations center.
This opportunity is easy. I mean, it's literally the easy button. Okay, here's my check. But I'm doing a good thing.
Anderson is one of thousands of people around the Northwest who've bought shares in a community solar project developed either by their utility or a local nonprofit. Justin Holsgrove of Mason County Public Utility District No. 3 leads me onto the roof to see the project Anderson and her friends bought into.
So, glad you brought your sunglasses. It's nice and bright up here, which is perfect for solar.
Holsgrove says his utility and others around the state had to turn people away.
We had twice as many people register for solar units than we had solar units available. So there was a lot of interest in this.
And then what kind of payback period did you promise investors?
Yeah, so we promised a 3 to 4 year payback period. We estimated, probably a better word, we estimated a 3 to 4 year payback period, which is fantastic. When you're looking at putting a rooftop solar system on your own home, a private home, you're looking at a 10 to 15, maybe even a 20-year payback period, depending on, you know, your site's location.
This community solar project offered customers an unusual combination of low risk and high reward, plus none of the hassles of building or maintaining a residential solar array. It pays back like this. The utility pays you for your share of the electricity produced, usually as a credit on your bill. In addition, Washington State gives utilities a tax break to incentivize green energy, and the utility passes all of that through to its solar customers. Holsgrove says the state subsidy is many multiples greater than the value of the electricity generated.
With community solar, the state production incentives that are available really makes it lucrative to get into it.
It's probably no coincidence there are more than 50 of these community solar projects registered in Washington state compared to just a handful in sunnier Oregon and Idaho. They have no state incentives for shared solar. The going rate for electricity is cheap in the Northwest, so the pioneering shared solar projects in Oregon that rely on power revenue alone may never fully pay back their participants. In Washington state, there's a catch, isn't there always? The program is too popular. A surge in solar installations is pushing more than a dozen Washington utilities up to a cap on incentive payouts. Solar installer Jeremy Smithson of Seattle supported a proposed overhaul of the incentives at the legislature, raising the cap but lowering the subsidy payments to future solar adopters. It didn't pass. So big Washington utilities are notifying solar array owners their annual checks could be reduced because their programs are oversubscribed.
For most people, it's just going to take longer, you know, for that project to pencil out. We do have some people who took out loans, and they were counting on the incentives to help them make the payments.
Separately, an analyst at the conservative-leaning Washington Policy Center think tank criticizes the solar subsidies as an extremely expensive way to make the Northwest's already pretty clean power generation a tiny bit greener. But the legislature ignored that critique in favor of spurring a local solar industry. I'm Tom Bonsi in Shelton, Washington.